I could laugh a lot with Tommy.
谢谢 Tommy， 我可以我常常跟 Tommy 一起来欢笑。
Because it was Pastor Brad who did the crying with Tommy. I'm kidding. It is a great pleasure to be with you here this morning.
今天早上呢，我能来到这里呢，非常的荣幸。
To me, this is a glimpse of what worship is like in heaven.
我想呢，在对我来说呢，这样子的崇拜呢，就是在天堂里面的敬拜，就是这样子的。
I bring you greetings on behalf of the Fellowship Pacific.
这个呢，也是我们
Fellowship Pacific.
我在的那个机构叫做Fellowship Pacific.
We have about 100 churches in BC and Yukon.
我们在 BC 和 Yukon 呢，有100多个。
I'm going to do my best attempt to preach in English this morning.
今天早上呢，我会用英文呢，尽量的来讲我的信息。
And Claire and John are going to be able to do. They're going to do a better job than I am.
John 和 Claire 呢要做翻译的工作。
And you can even correct my English if you like. my mother still does. This morning, please continue to open your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 1.
今天早上呢，请大家打开尼希米记第一章。
Who has made one good decision today?
今天呢，有谁做了一个好的决定？
Anyone make a bad decision yet today?
或者是有谁做了一个坏不好的决定？
You don't have to answer that.
你不需要回答。
And do not look at the person beside you in case they made a bad decision today.
也不需要看你周围旁边的那个人，如果他们做了坏的决定的话。
But we want to answer this question on the screen.
但是呢，我们要回答在屏幕上的这个问题。
How do we make the best decision?
我们怎么样来做最好的一个决定？
Here are some warning labels.
下面大家要看到的是一些警示的一些标记。
Warning labels are found on products.
这个警示的标记呢，我们会在一些产品上面呢就看到。
Warning labels remind us that some people have made bad decisions.
有这些警告的标识呢，就是说明呢有些人呢做了不好的决定。
And they warn us not to make those bad decisions.
所以呢，这些警示的标记呢，就是让我们说不要再重复这样子的一些不好的决定。
There's a warning label that says this: not intended for highway use.
有一个警示呢，就是说，不宜用在高速公路上面。
And it's on a wheelbarrow.
这个呢，是一个独轮车、手推车的一个警示。
May cause drowsiness. Use care when operating a car.
可能引起昏睡。开车的时候呢，要小心。
This is a warning label on dog medicine.
这个呢是一个狗药的一个警示标记。
Remove child before folding.
折叠之前呢，请把小孩移开。
This is on a baby stroller.
这个呢是给一个婴儿车的警示。
There are warning labels because some people have done this.
为什么会有这些标识呢？是因为有些人真的这样做过。
How do we make best decisions?
我们怎么样来做最好的一个决定呢？
God wants us to answer this question today.
今天呢，神要我们来回答这个问题。
What does God say it takes to make a best decision?
神是怎么样讲的？关于我们怎么样来做这个最好的决定
？Great decisions, wise decisions.
非常好的决定或者非常明智的决定。
What do we need to know?
我们需要知道些什么
？What do we need to do?
我们需要做些什么
？No matter the circumstances.
不管环境是怎么样子。
No matter the culture.
不管我们的文化是什么样子。
No matter our age.
不管我们年龄在什么地方。
How do we make a best decision?
我们怎么样来做这个最好的决定呢？
Skip through the passage we already read, but we'll come into it. The first thing God says is this.
第一件事情呢，神是这样讲的。
Right heart.
对的一个心。
God says we can make the best decision when our hearts are right.
神说呢，如果我们的心对了呢，我们才能做一个最好的决定。
So what does a right heart look like?
那一颗对的心是什么样子的呢？
Be aware of your current reality.
就是知道你周围的现实是怎么样子的。
Verse 2 and 3 says this.
这一段的第二节和第三节是这样讲的。
Hananiah, one of my brothers, I'll just read through the passage and then pass it on to you. Claire, thank you.
Okay.
Hananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and about the things that were going on in Jerusalem. They said to me, things are not going well for those who have returned to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The walls of Jerusalem have been torn down and the gates have been destroyed by fire.
第二节第三节是这样讲，那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
These men came to visit Nehemiah.
这些人呢来到耶利米那里呢来拜访他。
And one of the first things Nehemiah does,
尼希米做的第一件事情呢是
is he asks them how they are.
他就问他们情况怎么样。
He asked them how his own people, the Jews, were doing.
他就问他们他的同胞就是犹太人的情况怎么样。
He wanted to know their current situation.
他想知道他们现今的情况如何。
He wanted to be aware of all that was going on around him.
他想知道他周围发生的事情。
He didn't want to miss anything.
他不想漏过任何东西。
He wanted to know the truth.
他想知道实际情况是如何。
He wanted to know how good things were or how bad things were.
他想知道事情是好到一个什么样子或者坏到一个什么样子。
Do we want to know the truth?
我们想要知道实情吗？
Do we want to know the reality of what is going on around us?
我们想不想知道我们周围在发生的现实是什么样子的？
Do we ask?
我们问吗？
Are we aware of what is really going on around us?
我们知不知道我们周围真正在发生什么事情？
Are we aware what is around our home?
我们知不知道我们家周围在发生什么事情？
At work.
或者是我们工作的周围发生什么事情？
At school.
我们学校。
At church.
或者我们教会周围在发生什么事情？
We need to ask.
我们需要问。
We must be aware.
我们需要知道。
Are there reasons we do not ask?
有没有什么原因使我们不想问的呢？
Do we not want to know?
我们不想知道呢？
Do we not like what we see?
我们不喜欢我们所看见的呢？
Do we not like the change?
我们不喜欢变化呢？
Do we not want to change?
是不是因为我们不喜欢看到变化呢？
Do we care?
我们不在乎吗？
Every time I drive to the Oak Ridge area, I ask what is going on.
每一次我开车路过 Oak Ridge 这个区域的时候呢，我都问说这里在发生什么事情啊？
I see change.
我看见变化。
I see change at the mall.
我看见商业中心的变化。
I see change on the street.
我看见街道上的变化。
I see change on the buildings around here.
我看到周围的建筑物里面的变化。
I see this church in the middle of all this change.
我看到这个教会处在这一切变化的当中。
Are you aware?
你知道吗？
Are you aware there will be more people moving in?
你知不知道会有更多的人搬家搬到这一个区域来？
Moving in around your neighborhood.
就搬到这一个区域来。
Are you aware that many of them need the Lord?
你知道什么？他们很多人需要认识耶稣。
Are you aware of your own abilities?
你认不认识到自己的能力？
Are you aware of your own facilities to meet this need?
你认不认识到自己，我们这个教会的设施可不可以来满足这些需求？
Are you aware that God is bringing people to you?
你知不知道神在带领更多的人来到这里？
Are you aware that God is bringing people to your church?
你认不认识到神在带领更多的人来到这个教会？
Have you looked around?
你向周围看了吗？
Have you asked around?
你问了吗？
A right heart is aware of its reality.
一颗对的心就是一颗认识到它周围现实的一颗心。
A right heart asks.
一颗对的心呢，他会问问题。
Nehemiah wanted to know the reality of his people.
尼希米呢，想知道这些人的实情。
So he asked, and they told him the tough news.
所以呢，他就问他们，而他们呢，就告诉他不好的消息。
A right heart cares about others.
一颗对的心呢，也关心别人的需求。
The messengers told Nehemiah.
经文呢，告诉我们说，尼希米。
Of the trouble and disgrace and destruction of his fellow people.
他的同胞告诉尼希米呢，他的这个城呢遭大难，受凌辱，他的城门毁坏。
Sorry. The walls and the gates of Jerusalem were destroyed.
耶路撒冷的城门和城墙和大门呢都被毁坏了。
This meant that the once proud, beautiful city was a disgrace.
这就意味着说。这个曾经是非常自豪的、非常美丽的一个城市呢，现在呢受到凌辱。
It also meant that Jerusalem was not a secure place.
这也意味着耶路撒冷呢再也不是一个安全的地方了。
It was not a safe place.
再也不是一个安全的地方。
Anyone could come in at any time.
任何人都可以在任何时间呢进到这个城里面来。
And they could hurt them.
他们可以来伤害到这里的人。
And they could take anything they wanted.
他们也可以拿走他们想要的任何东西。
Have you ever been in a place that was not safe?
你曾经待在一个不安全的地方待过吗？
It is like being in your home at night.
就像是你晚上在家里。
And you cannot lock the door.
你不能锁门。
It is scary, it is stressful.
你这个呢，很令人害怕的，也很令人紧张的。
After they told Nehemiah this awful news,
当人们告诉这个尼希米这个坏的消息的时候
，He sat down，
他坐下
，wept，
哭泣
，mourned，
悲哀
，fasted，
禁食
，and prayed，
和祈祷。
It says he had this response for days。
经文里面说呢，他做出这些反应呢是好几天的时间。
Nehemiah cared。
他很在乎。
Nehemiah cared for others。
他在乎别人。
Nehemiah's heart broke for his people.
他为他的同胞们，他的心都碎了。
It was painful to hear the bad things that were happening.
他很痛苦，就是这些不好的事情呢在发生。
Do we care about the people around us?
我们在不在乎我们周围的人呢？
Do we see buildings going up around us?
我们看没看见我们周围的建筑物在不停的建造呢？
Or do we see them filled with people?
我们看没看到这些建筑物里面全都是人
？Who need to hear about the love of Jesus？
这些人呢，都需要知道耶稣的爱。
Do we see more cars on the road？
你看没看见路上呢有更多的车辆
？And more shoppers at the stores？
还有很多的购物的人。
Or do we see this as an opportunity？
我们有没有把这个看成一个机会
？That Jesus is bringing more and more people to us to show Jesus。
就是耶稣带更多的人来到这里，让我们能够向他们传讲耶稣。
Do we see workers constantly building?
我们看没看见周围建筑工人在不停地建造？
Or do we see an opportunity for giving and serving the workers?
我们有没有把这个看成一个是给予和侍奉的一个机会？
Do we care about others?
我们在不在乎别人？
A right heart cares.
一颗对的心在乎别人。
A right heart also needs God.
一颗对的心呢，它需要神。
You see Nehemiah's prayer to God.
你看到尼希米他对神的一个祷告。
He prayed that he needed God.
他祷告，他需要神。
The Jews needed God.
犹太人需要神。
Prayer itself is a call out to God.
他的祷告本身就是一个对神的一个呼求。
Nehemiah confesses that he and the Jews have sinned against God.
尼希米呢，他承认他和他的家呢，对神呢犯了罪。
They had not obeyed God.
他们没有遵从神的旨意。
They did not obey because they felt they knew better.
他们没有遵从神的旨意，是因为他们觉得他们比神更知道。
They knew how to run their own lives.
他们比神更知道怎么样过他们的生活。
Better than God did.
他们比神还知道。
When we do not obey someone,
当我们不服从某一个人的时候
we are telling them that we desire our ways more than their ways.
我们就是告诉他们说，我们更喜欢用自己的方式来做，而不是用对方的方式来做事情。
that we know better than they do.
我们也就是说，我们比他们更知道的事情更多。
The Jews said they knew better than God.
犹太人呢，他们觉得他们比神还更知道的事情更多。
Look where not needing God got the Jews.
我们来看一看，不跟从神给犹太人带来什么样的后果。
It got them great trouble and disgrace.
他们遭大难，受凌辱。
Do you need God?
你需不需要神呢？
Has your heart lost the need for God?
你的心是不是已经失去了对神的那个需要呢？
How is your choice working out for you?
你如果是失去了神的需要，你的生活变成什么样子了呢？
Are you struggling?
你是不是在挣扎？
Life can teach us many things.
生活可以教我们很多的事情。
How many times does it teach us that we need something or someone beyond us?
有多少次生活告诉我们，我们需要某一个比我们更高的一个存在。
We need God.
我们需要神。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
The good news.
这就是福音。
The gospel says we need a savior.
福音说我们需要一个救主。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
We cannot save ourselves, no matter how hard we try.
不管我们自己怎么努力，我们都不能拯救我们自己。
We need someone to save us.
我们需要别人有一个更高的存在来救赎我们。
This Savior is Jesus.
这个救主就是耶稣。
Jesus lives to save us.
耶稣来到这个世界上，活在这个世界上，就是来救我们。
Jesus loves to save us.
耶稣想要来救我们。
Jesus is waiting to save us.
耶稣等待着要救赎我们。
The gospel also says that we need someone strong enough to save us.
福音也说呢，我们需要一个比我们更强大、更伟大的一个存在来救赎我们。
We need a savior and a lord.
我们需要一个救赎主和一个主人。
Sorry. Lord simply means he has the power to save.
主人的意思就是很简单，就是他有那个能力来救赎。
Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 12 says this.
路加福音的第二章第十到十二节这样讲。
But an angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring you great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born to you today in Bethlehem in the city of David."
这里经文这样讲，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Jesus is both Savior and Lord.
耶稣就是我们的救赎主和我们的主。
Nehemiah was reminded of his need for God.
尼希米呢，他非常知道他对神的那个需求需要。
So he confessed of his need for help and returned to God.
所以呢，他就在神面前认罪，来到回转向神。
How are you doing?
你是怎么做的呢？
Do we need help?
我们需不需要帮助?
Have we forgotten the gospel?
我们是不是已经忘了福音呢?
If we have, it's time to do as Nehemiah did.
如果我们已经忘了福音，现在就是回像尼希米一样悔改的时候了。
It's time to confess that we have not needed God.
我们就这个时候就是要我们来承认说我们曾经不需要上帝。
Repent and let him be your Lord and Savior.
我们应该悔改，而且让神再成为重新成为你的神。
Let Jesus be Lord and Savior in our lives.
让耶稣再成为你的救赎主和你生命的主。
I have a wonderful retired couple as neighbors.
我呢有曾经有一对非常好的一对退休的夫妇呢作为我的邻居。
They watched our home.
他帮我们看顾我们的房子。
Took care of our dog.
也帮我们照看我们的狗。
Took care of their yard.
他们也把他们的院子呢照看得很好。
They were not needy people.
他们不是需要帮助的人。
It was great. They did not need me.
他非常好，他们不需要我。
The problem was.
问题是。
They did not need God either.
他们也不需要上帝。
We found out that they had sold their home and were moving.
后来呢，我们发现呢，他们把他们的房子卖了，他们要搬走了。
When we discovered this, we began praying.
当我们发现这个时候呢，我们全家呢就祷告。
We wanted really good neighbors.
我们想要非常非常好的邻居。
We wanted neighbors that were the same age as my children.
我们想要邻居呢，就是跟我们的孩子呢差不多年龄的。
Or grandparents that could take care of my children.
或者他们的或者他们有孙女儿，可以跟我们的孩子一起照看。
Or maybe they would have young children that my children could babysit.
或者呢，他们有很年轻的孩子呢，我的孩子们呢可以照看他们的孩子。
Can you guess what we got?
你们可以想象我们最后得了一个什么样的邻居吗？
Can you guess what God gave us?
你可以想象神后来给了我们样什么的邻居，什么样的邻居吗？
A 40-year-old couple with no children.
他给了我们一对40岁的一对夫妇，但是他们没有孩子。
They smoked non-stop.
他们不停地抽烟。
They stayed up late.
他们很晚才睡觉。
They had company over all the time.
他们有朋友呢，常常的来拜访他们。
They talked on their back deck all night.
他们在他们的后院里面呢，整夜的谈话。
And they were loud and vulgar.
他们说话很大声，并且呢，语言粗俗。
This is not what I prayed for.
这不是我所祷告所想要的。
God, what are you doing?
神啊，你到底是在做什么？
In the 4 years since our God provided our new neighbors.
在我们神给我们新的邻居的这四年当中，
They have a dog whom my children adore.
他们有一个狗呢，我的孩子们呢非常的喜欢。
God has allowed me to lend them tools.
神呢也给我机会呢借给他们一些工具。
Because they never owned property before.
因为他们以前呢从来没有拥有过这个独立的屋子。
I have a garden that I get to share with them.
我也有一些花园里面有些出产的可以跟他们一起来分享。
They owned a condo which they weren't able to sell.
他们有一个公寓房呢，他们没有办法卖出去。
It allowed me to tell them that I was praying for them.
所以呢，我就告诉他们说，我会祷告，让他的房子，祷告他的房子可以卖出去。
Guess who got to tell them that God sold it for them?
所以呢，当他们的房子卖出去后呢，你可以想象我们可以对他们说什么。
My wife Karen and I have had several good conversations about Jesus with them.
我的妻子 Karen 呢，有好几次呢，可以跟他们很认真的谈到耶稣。
God gave us the perfect neighbors.
其实呢，神呢给了我们最完美的邻居。
Because they have needs and needs we can help with.
因为他们有需要，而且这些需要呢，我们可以帮助他们满足。
And we have needs.
因为我们也有需要。
And we let them into our lives.
我们就让他们进入我们的生活。
To show how Jesus meets our needs.
然后我们就可以给他们看到耶稣是怎么样来满足我们的需要的。
I am looking forward to the day.
我在盼望着那一天。
When Christ comes into their heart.
盼望着耶稣基督进入他们的心。
To make best decisions in life, we need a right heart.
为了要做一个正确的最好的决定呢，我们需要有一颗对的心。
A heart who is aware and asks.
一颗对周围的事情了解，并且呢愿意问问题的一个心。
A heart who cares for others.
一颗关怀别人的心。
And a heart who never stops depending on God.
一颗从来也不停止倚靠上帝的心。
Doesn't this sound easy?
听上去是不是很容易呢？
How are we going to accomplish this?
我们怎么样做到这些呢？
What is our motivation?
我们的驱动力在哪里？
How do we make the best decision?
我们怎么样做最好的决定呢？
We need the right motivation.
我们需要有好的、对的驱动力。
God says this.
神这样讲。
Our motivation is God.
我们的神就是我们的驱动力。
And Nehemiah reflects this for us.
尼希米呢也这样子说的。
Verse 5 says this, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him.
尼希米呢在他的第五节里面这样想，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
Please notice the words Nehemiah uses to describe God.
请注意尼希米在这里用的关于上帝的词。
He says he is powerful.
他说他是大能的。
He is Lord, as we discussed earlier.
他是主，我们这个在前面已经讲过。
He is the self-existent one.
他是自有拥有的那一位。
This means that he can create something out of nothing.
也就是说呢，他可以从无创造出万有。
What can't he do?
他没有什么他不能做的。
He can do what needs to be done in our lives.
他可以在我们的生命里面做无论什么需要做的事情。
And in the lives of those around us.
也可以在我们周围的人身上做需要的事情。
And in our community.
在我们的社区里面也是这样。
He does the impossible.
他做那些不可能的事情。
It says he is the God of heaven.
他说天上的神。
He rules heaven.
他统管天堂。
He is in charge.
他掌权。
There is no one greater.
没有比他更大的。
It says he is great and awesome.
这里说呢，他是大而可畏的。
It says he keeps his covenant.
这里说呢，他是守约的。
God makes promises and keeps promises.
他说了诺言呢，他一定是信守诺言的。
What he says he will do.
他说了什么呢？他一定要做的。
God can do it.
他而且是他能够做的。
Nehemiah believes in our powerful God.
他相信我们的大而可畏的、大而有能力的神。
And so he prays verse 11.
所以呢，他就这样讲，在第十一节里面。
O Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it in his heart to be kind to me.
他在第十一节里面这样讲，主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。
And if you read chapter 2,
如果你读第二章的话，
That's exactly what God does.
他确实是他所祈求的，神就跟他成就了。
Right motivation is also comes from God's unfailing love.
这个对的驱动力呢，也是因为神是有长久的慈爱。
God will see Nehemiah through.
他会帮助尼希米度过难关。
God will see us through.
他也会帮助我们度过难关。
God forgives Nehemiah.
他帮他饶恕尼希米。
God forgives us.
他也饶恕我们。
You just need to return to Him.
你只需要转向他。
God's love does not fail.
他的爱永不止息。
In His love, He is waiting for us to come back to Him.
在他的爱里面，他等待我们回转向他。
Every moment of every day,
每一天，每一时刻，
God is using events in our lives to draw us back to Him.
神都用我们生活里面的各样的事件来吸引我们归向他。
Oh, what a love God has.
这是怎么样一种爱呀？
He also holds us accountable.
他也让我们负责任。
Nehemiah remembers the importance of obedience.
尼希米呢，他知道顺服的重要。
God gives us guidelines.
神呢，给我们指导。
God makes us responsible for our actions.
神呢，也让我们为我们的行为负责。
Our actions have consequences, good and bad.
我们的行为呢，会有好的或坏的结果。
We are held accountable.
我们是要负责的。
It is this wonderful accountability which helps draw Nehemiah back to loving God.
就是因为有这个神要我们负责的这个事情呢，尼希米呢才被吸引回转归向神。
And it does the same for us.
神呢也是这样在我们身上做的。
Last thing I'll mention this morning.
今天早上我要提到的最后一件事情呢是。
How do we make the best decision?
我们怎么样做正确最好的决定呢？
We have and need the right situation.
Sorry?
We have and need the right situation.
Okay, 我们有需要要做最好的决定。
I love the last line of chapter 1.
我很喜欢第一章里面最后的一句话，一句经文。
In those days, I was the king's cupbearer.
他说，我是做王酒政的。
Nehemiah was the right person.
尼希米呢，是那一个对的人。
At the right place,
正好处在一个对的位置上面。
At the right time,
正好在一个对的时间里面。
For what God wished to accomplish in growing His kingdom,
来完成神定义要扩展他国度的计划。
You are the right person,
你也是那个对的人。
In the right place,
在一个对的位置上面。
At the right time,
也是在一个正确的对的时间上里面。
for what God wishes to accomplish in growing his kingdom.
来完成他扩展他国度的计划。
Nehemiah's job became more than a job that day.
所以呢，尼希米的工作呢，就变成了超乎一个工作的范畴了。
Nehemiah's job became the vessel in which God would save the Jews.
尼希米的工作呢，变成了神用来拯救犹太人的一个器皿。
Nehemiah became the servant God was using to save the Jews.
尼希米呢，变成了仆人，就是神用来去拯救犹太人的。
Have you ever thought of your jobs more than just a job?
你有没有想过你的工作其实是超乎一个工作的呢？是超过一个工作的。
Or going to school more than just going to school to study?
或者是你如果是去学校学习呢？你有没有想过它是其实是超乎去学校学习本身这件事情的？
They are not just opportunities to make money and learn.
工作不光光是为了赚一点钱的。
They are more than that.
是超乎那个的。
God has provided them.
神会提供给他们。
They are opportunities for God to save the world.
其实呢，这个是神所提供的，需要拯救世界的机会。
We are the servants.
我们是仆人。
Our jobs can be the vessels.
我们的工作呢，就是那个器皿。
To make the best decisions.
为了要做最好的决定。
We need a right heart.
我们需要一颗对的心。
We need the right motivation.
我们需要一个动对的动机。
And we need the right situations.
我们需要一个对的情况。
And we have all of those.
我们有所有的这一切。
Let me finish with a story.
我要告诉你一个故事，在我结束之前。
We have a pastor named Jeremy from Mountain View in Whitehorse.
我们有一位牧师呢，他叫 Jeremy， 他是在Mountain View 这个教会。
Pastor Jeremy has making best decisions.
这位牧师呢，他一直在做最好的决定。
He's been making best decisions with his neighbors in a townhouse for many years.
他住在一个城市屋里面，他和他的邻居呢，相处当中呢，他一直在做好的最好的决定。
One day, a young girl in their townhouse complex.
在他所住的那栋房子里面呢，有一个年轻的女孩子。
Woke up from a dream that night.
夜里面呢，就从一个梦里面呢醒过来。
In this dream, Jesus came to her.
在他的梦里面呢，耶稣呢来到他面前。
She woke up in the morning thinking about her dream.
她早上醒来的时候呢，她就在想她这个梦。
She came downstairs and asked her mom.
她就跑到楼下呢，就去问她的妈妈。
Who is this Jesus?
这个耶稣是谁呀？
Her mother could not explain.
她的妈妈呢也不太清楚。
She didn't know who Jesus was.
她也不知道耶稣是谁。
So she did the next best thing.
所以呢，她就去做了一件很正确的事情。
She Googled Jesus.
她去网上去查，谁是耶稣。
But found very little to explain Jesus.
但是呢，都没有看到很准确的信息，很多的信息。
Then she remembered Pastor Jeremy living next door.
后来呢，他就想到了他隔壁邻居的这个 Jeremy 牧师呢，就住在他隔壁的。
And how he often spoke about this Jesus.
这个位牧师呢，常常的提到耶稣。
Pastor Jeremy has been making best decisions for the past 5 years.
在过去的五年当中呢，这位牧师呢，都在做最好的决定。
With this mom and daughter.
在跟这位母女相处的当中呢，都在做最好的决定。
He has done his best to be aware.
他尽量的保持知道他的周围的情况是什么。
He has done his best to care.
他关心他们。
He has done his best to honor God.
他尊崇上帝。
And often prayed for opportunities.
而且呢，他常常的祷告，为了有机会。
Our great loving God came into this situation.
我们的慈爱的神呢，就进入到这个情况当中。
And 2 months ago, this mom and young daughter.
这两个月以前呢，这位妈妈和她的女儿
accepted the love of Jesus and got baptized.
接受了耶稣的爱，并且呢受洗。
Amen.
Amen.
God is at work.
神一直在做工的。
If you read the rest of the true story of Nehemiah,
如果你继续的读下去，就是尼希米记继续读下去的话。
You will see that God answers his prayers.
你就会看到说，上帝呢回答了尼希米的祷告。
And the Jewish nation comes back to God and they find hope in life.
犹太民族呢，他们回归到神的面前。
Thank you to those of you who are making best decisions.
谢谢你们当中那些做正最正确的、最好的决定的。
Thank you for letting Jesus be your Savior and Lord.
谢谢你们让主耶稣基督成为你的救主，成为你生命的主。
Let those around you see your hope in Christ.
让你周围的那些人看到你的，看到你在主耶稣基督里面的希望。
Let the community around Oak Ridge see the hope in Jesus.
让这个 Oak Ridge, 我们这个教堂周围的社区呢，看到我们在耶稣基督里面的盼望。
God is at work.
神在做工。
Let me pray. Father, we love you.
亲爱的天父，我们爱你。
Lord Jesus, we love you.
主，我们爱你。
Holy Spirit, we adore you.
圣灵，我们爱你。
Thank you for being at work.
谢谢你们，谢谢你一直在做工。
Thank you for coming after our heart.
谢谢你一直在看顾我们的心灵。
Thank you for coming after the hearts of those around us.
谢谢你照看进入我们周围的那些人的心里面。
Thank you for reminding us that we need you.
谢谢你来提醒我们，我们需要你。
Help us to see those around us in need of you.
帮助我们来看到我们周围那些人，他们需要你。
Thank you for who you are bringing into the community of Oak Ridge.
谢谢你在这个社区所带来的。
Thank you for bringing us our neighbors.
谢谢带我们的邻居来到我们当中。
Continue to help us to make best decisions.
继续的引导我们来做最正确的决定。
So that we may see your kingdom grow.
所以我们可以看到你国度的成长。
And celebrate with you.
并且为和你一起来欢欣。
We follow you, Lord.
我们跟从你。
May your name be praised.
愿你的名得到尊荣。
Amen.
Amen.